This is St. Louis Public Radio. After a year of suspense, deal-making, and intrigue, the NFL is once again departing St. Louis. The league has approved the St. Louis Rams' request to move to Inglewood, California, ending a 20-year run of professional football in the Gateway City. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at how the region is taking the news.
When Stan Kroenke came out of his self-imposed exile on Tuesday, he wasn't bringing good tidings for St. Louis. The taciturn billionaire plunged the region into a year-long whirlwind after unveiling plans to build a lavish stadium in Inglewood, California. And now, NFL owners have endorsed Kroenke's vision. Even though he was painted as a cartoonish villain for trying to move his team, Kroenke says his relocation effort wasn't meant to be taken personally.
What I would say is I understand the emotional side. I have a responsibility also to take care of the organization and a responsibility to my 31 other partners to have a first-class facility because it's where they play too.
But contentions served up in a mid-Missouri draw have provided little comfort to people like St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay.
It was pathetic watching these guys try to speak and not even be able to verbalize what their real thoughts were. They're trying to figure out how to say something without saying something.
Unlike allegedly inarticulate NFL owners, St. Louis residents have plenty to say about the Rams' departure. They're reacting with anger, frustration, and in the case of Janelle Brimer, sadness.
I went into the ugly cry, nose running, face was swollen this morning. I mean, like, heartbroken.
Relocation will have some tangible economic consequences, especially for those who worked with or for the Rams. But that's only part of what's going on here, at least according to St. Louis Alderman Jack Coder.
It's an initial gut punch. I think it's going to take some time to heal after this. You know, people love pro sports. They love NFL football. Losing a team for the second time is going to be tough, but ultimately, we're going to be fine. We can survive without an NFL team. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Coder is referring to how the St. Louis football Cardinals became the Phoenix Cardinals in 1988, and the fact that two NFL squads have now left St. Louis doesn't bode well for the sport coming back. But for some, that may not be the worst thing. The Rams haven't had a winning season since George W. Bush's first term as president, and James Lindsay says the Rams' descent into perpetual mediocrity wasn't helpful for drumming up attendance or selling scalp tickets.
Say, for instance, if you had and I'm just talking out of the box here, a $100 ticket, right? You would have to get that away for $20. A lot of people were actually giving the tickets away. They wouldn't even pay for them.
Others like Steve Dybul found fault with efforts to keep the Rams through such things as the construction of a $1.1 billion riverfront stadium. He says that's an example of skewed priorities.
I think people are more focused on the bread and circuses than they are on the important issues.
Dan Elfenbein is a business professor at Washington University and has studied some of the economic issues around sports. He says there are intangible benefits to the NFL when a team is baked into the fiber of a community, like the Packers in Green Bay or the Steelers in Pittsburgh. But the Rams' lackluster performance combined with the city's other entertainment options could make relocation easier to take.
I think if you ask most folks who are engaged in creative work, knowledge work, and entrepreneurship, if they would rather have access locally to an NFL team or to be able to send their kids to very good public schools, they choose the latter. They choose the public schools.
Now that the Rams are gone, the Edward Jones Dome has more room for lucrative conventions. And who knows, maybe St. Louis can land a professional soccer team in a few years. But despite those potential silver linings, the truth stings for football fans. Los Angeles has taken back the Rams, and professional football will soon be just a memory for our city. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.